Title: Raga Atmosphere Clean Workflow Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's build that Raga atmosphere the right way. Dense, hype, and alive, but not the kind that eats your entire headroom before the drop even arrives. Because in drum and bass, especially jungle-leaning Raga stuff, atmospheres stack fast. Crowd recordings, shouts, sirens, dub echoes, tape noise, reverb tails, and suddenly you're clipping. Your snare feels smaller, and you start pulling faders down like you're putting out fires. Today's goal is a clean, repeatable workflow in Ableton Live 12. We'll set up an Atmos group system, process it in a controlled order, use returns for space, sidechain it so the drums still smack, and then we'll print it, commit it so your arrangement becomes fast and your levels stop drifting. Before we touch any samples, step 0, session gain staging. First rule, keep your master clean while composing. No limiter on the master just to make it loud. That's a trap. You want your master peaking around -6 dBFS in the loudest parts while you write. That's your safety margin. That's your headroom budget. Second, build a habit. Drop a locator in arrangement view that literally says premix. Keep headroom. Sounds silly. It works. It reminds you you're producing, not mastering. Third, utility is your discipline tool. Anytime you create an Atmo track, the first device is utility. Not EQ first, not saturation first, utility first. Think of it like trim on a mixing console. If something comes in hot, you trim it immediately. Typical trims for Atmo layers. Anywhere from -6 to -18 dB. Don't be scared of quiet. Quiet atmospheres add up. Now step 1. Build the structure. Create a group track named Atmos. Inside it, create 4 audio tracks. Atmos field. This is crowd noise, city ambience, jungle night recordings, that kind of bed layer. Atmos vox. Raga shouts, phrases, one shots, chops. Atmos dub FX. Sirens, horns, tape hits, little stabs. Atmos texture. Vinyl, tape hiss, air, subtle noise perception stuff. Then create 3 return tracks for your space. You can do this globally or inside the group, but keep it consistent. Return A, short verb. Return B, dub delay. Return C, long air. Quick teacher note, returns are a headroom strategy, not just a workflow preference. If you put reverb on every single Atmo track, you multiply tails, you blur transients, and you end up turning stuff down instead of making it clearer. Parallel space keeps your dry signal controlled and your FX level easy to manage. Now step 2, sample prep. Warp modes, fades, and don't ruin transients. Let's start with field. Drop your field recording onto Atmos field. Set warp to complex pro. Performance around 0 to 20 and envelope around 80 to 120 is a good starting area. Enable clip fades. Tiny fades prevent clicks when you cut or loop. Then immediately trim with utility. Start around -12 dB. You want this layer to be supportive, not dominating. Now vox. For vox, choose warp based on the material. If you're doing tight rhythmic chops, set warp to beats mode, preserve set to transients, and the envelope fairly low, like 10 to 30. That keeps the chop punchy. If it's a sustained phrase, go complex pro so the timing stretches smoothly. Then clip gain. Pull it down so each phrase peaks roughly -12 to -9 dBFS. And if the sample is noisy, use a gate gently. The goal is not dead silence. The goal is just to keep the in-between garbage from building up. Set threshold so the silence gets quieter, not murdered. And increase the return time around 150 milliseconds so it doesn't chatter. Now dub FX. Sirens and horns often work great in tones warp mode because pitch movement stays clean. Start with green size around 20 to 40. Transpose it musically, match the key. A lot of D&B lives in minor keys, so don't just pitch randomly. Pitch with intention so the atmosphere feels like it belongs to the tune. Now texture. If it's just a loop of hiss or vinyl, try warp off. Often that's the cleanest. Keep it quiet. This is the layer that should peak around -24 to -18. It's there to trick the ear into feeling air, not to read as a track that is loud. Now step 3. Clean EQ that doesn't steal headroom. Put EQ 8 early on each Atmo channel. The key concept here is that every Atmo layer has to pay rent. If it's not contributing something specific, it's just taking headroom. On field, high pass with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave at around 120 to 200 Hz. Then listen for mod, usually 250 to 450. Dip 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q, like 1.2 to 2. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5K can calm it down. On vox, high pass 120 to 180. If it's sharp, dip 3 to 6K, optional, a tiny air shelf around 10K, 1 or 2 dB, only if it truly needs it. Don't brighten by default. On DubFX, high pass 150 to 250. If the siren is piercing, notch 2 to 4K with a narrower Q, not a massive scoop, just surgical. On texture, high pass high, 250 to 400, and optionally low pass around 8 to 12K depending on how annoying the hiss is. Remember, we're building vibe under drums, not a standalone noise showcase. And here's the big DNB rule. Your sub and kick own the low end. Atmospheres don't get to kind of have low end. Even quiet rumble in that 60 to 120 zone stacks, eats headroom, and makes you think your mix is weak. Now step 4. The Atmos bus chain. This is where we glue and control the entire atmosphere as one instrument. On the Atmos group track itself, add devices in this order. First, utility. Start at 100% width. If things get messy, pull it to 80 or 90. That one move can clean a mix instantly. Next, EQ8 for bus cleanup. High pass around 90 to 120 with an 18 dB slope. Optional. A small dip around 200 to 350 if it's stepping on the snare body. Then saturator. This is for glue, not loudness. Use soft sine mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. And this is critical. Trim the output so the level matches before and after. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're being tricked. Soft clip can be on only if occasional peaks poke out, but don't rely on it as your headroom plan. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. This is not supposed to pump like EDM. It's supposed to make all your little layers feel like one atmosphere. Then, sidechain ducking. Add a compressor after glue. Enable sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus or a kick and snare group. Set attack fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds depending on tempo. Ratio somewhere between 2:1 and 4:1. Then set threshold, so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. This is how you keep impact without turning the atmosphere down. It breathes around the groove. Quick coach note. Treat headroom like a routing problem, not a fader problem. If you're constantly pulling the Atmos group fader down, your real problem is usually one of three things: low-mid buildup before the bus, returns too hot, or multiple clips peaking together. A fast fix is to put utility as a trim on each return as well, and give every return its own ceiling. As a target, each return might peak somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 on its own, not louder. Now step 5, space in parallel, returns that stay out of the way. Return A, short verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use an algorithmic room or ambience. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. High pass inside the reverb 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10K. Keep the return fader conservative. The purpose is glue, not a wash. Return B, dub delay. Use echo, sing on. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4 for classic ragga movement. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 8K. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 6%, for wobble. Then, put auto filter after echo for dub sweeps. If you like working fast, map the filter frequency to a macro so you can perform it. Return C, long air. Hybrid reverb again, but plate or hall. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so the snare stays clear. High pass inside the reverb 300 Hz or higher. Optional advanced move. Put a compressor on the long AIR return. Sidechained from the snare, with a slower release. This can make the reverb tail bloom after the snare, making the snare feel bigger without turning the snare up. Now, a quick advanced detail that really matters. Pre-FX versus post-FX sends. If you want consistent ragga throws, pre-FX sends are powerful. That means you can automate, filter, or distort the dry vocal, and the delay throw stays consistent and readable. For that one shot into space vibe, try a pre-FX into the dub delay, then mangle the dry hit without messing up the tail. Now step 6, resampling. This is where advanced producers separate themselves. You commit, you print, you regain CPU and consistency, and your headroom becomes predictable. Create a new audio track called Atmos Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the Atmos group. Arm it, record 8 to 16 bars that include a buildup and the drop. Then freeze or disable the original Atmos group. Seriously, don't keep 20 moving targets running while you're trying to arrange. On the printed track, Add a Q8 for final trim, add utility for gain, and optionally, a very subtle beat repeat if you want some movement. Interval 1 bar, chance 5-12%, grid 1/16. Tasteful, raga, not glitch core. And here's a powerful variation. Print in stems instead of one print. Make 3. Atmos print bid. Atmos print vox. Atmos print FX. You still commit, but you can mute vox on bar 15 or punch in FX without reopening the entire stack. Now step 7. Arrangement ideas that actually fit rolling DNB. Intro, 8-16 bars. Use field plus texture only. Do a few dub delay throws on single vox hits, like selecta or wheel, but keep it sparse. Filter down with auto filter for tension. Build, 8 bars. Add vox chops rhythmically, offbeats, pickups, little call and response patterns. Increase the long AIR send only in the last 2 bars, like a transition effect, not a constant state. Drop, 16 bars. Pull long AIR down so the mix stays forward. Keep short verb and dub delay on selected phrases only. And if the drop is super dense, automate the sidechain duffing slightly stronger for the busiest 8 bars. Break or switch. Bring back the long tail and field noise. For a classic move, make a reverse reverb swell. Duplicate the printed Atmo, reverse it, fade it in, and slam into the next section. Now let's hit the common mistakes quickly, because these are the exact things that steal headroom. Mistake 1. Letting the atmosphere keep low end. Fix it with aggressive high pass and discipline. Mistake 2. Reverb on every track. Fix it with returns. Mistake 3. Saturation with no output trim. That's gain creep. You think it's better, but it's just louder. Mistake 4. Overwidening everything. Wide atmo plus wide breaks plus wide tops equals smeared snare and weak mono. Keep width intentional.